Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. Today, I have an incredible guest who is all about transforming lives by showing people how to harness the power that lies within their own brain. For those that have listened to any of the podcasts will know that this is a subject I absolutely find fascinating, and that's why I had to get Adele Spragon. Is that how I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, Spragon.
Spragon. And she is an award-winning author, internationally recognized a thought leader, a behavioral change expert who helps people break free from self-limiting patterns and rewire their brains for success. Her groundbreaking four-step method, backed by neuroplasticity, has empowered thousands to shift their thinking and unlock their highest potential. Get ready for an eye-opening conversation about renewing your brain for lasting transformation. Adele, as I said, this subject absolutely fascinates me. I'm very much into, you know, how we turn up, how we talk to ourselves, and how we express ourselves either consciously or unconsciously. So how the heck did you get into it?
I was running on autopilot. That's pretty much what I was doing. I had numerous patterns that I just couldn't seem to break. So one of them was panic attacks. And the other one was I kept quitting. So I started businesses and I quit businesses. And by the time I had quit my third business, I thought, this is a pattern. This is something that I'm doing repeatedly. And it has nothing to do with the business concept. It has nothing to do with my partners. It has nothing to do with my level of ability here. It actually has to do with my brain. So I at this point, Janine, I had also done a whole bunch of personal development approaches.
As we all do, okay? Adele.
As we all do, right? Like if it was out there, I had done it. I mean, I was meditating. I was a meditation facilitator at this point. I was doing Kundalini yoga. Those are the esoteric practices I was doing. But I was also in talk therapy. I was also in education, so I was really trying to work through all of these different patterns I had. Anyway, finally, I thought, you know what? I got to go to university and I got to figure out what this brain of mine is doing. So that's what I did. I decided, okay, I'm going to start from scratch and I'm going to learn about my brain and I'm going to understand why I cannot break free of these patterns that I was in. So, using that, my objective learning about the brain and my subjective ability to look at myself through meditation, I determined, sure enough, the brain has plasticity, and every action that I was taking, such as quitting, was the result of a pattern in my brain. And if I could change that pattern, I wouldn't quit again. So that was like this huge aha moment for me. And then I thought, all right, how do I do that? So I learned, or I created a four-step technique to do exactly that, to do what the brain does naturally, which is rewire itself, but do it systematically through an approach that anybody can apply. And once that happened, I was off and running.
Yeah, that's quite a process, I imagine. It's not something that you just... You know, a lot of people will keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again without realizing. And what they'll often do is blame outside forces rather than themselves. So that
themselves.
Sorry?
Right? Or themselves.
Yeah.
Like I was beating myself up badly for quitting, right?
Yeah.
So I was doing both. I was blaming the situation and I was also blaming myself. Mm. What I wasn't doing was recognizing that, wait a minute, I have to have a pattern in my brain first in order to have the ability to quit. That connection hadn't occurred to me. And that's why I was beating myself up. But once I made that connection, I went, then why am I beating myself up? I didn't choose to create that pattern. It's just there in my brain. That pattern is taking that action. And so, in many ways, Janine, what I teach is extremely liberating because we can stop that beating ourselves up and making ourselves wrong.
That, yeah, and the beating yourself up is something that women are very good at doing. That there's, yeah, we can. But what I'm thinking too, because I'm very much into storytelling and pulling apart people's stories, and it doesn't start when we're 40. It starts well before that, and that's where I'm wondering, is this patterning something that is there something that's triggered it from childhood, or an incident that's triggered it, then as the neurons attach to other neurons that reinforce that thought, that's well, that's just what we do. The brain's telling it.
That's right. That's right. So the human brain is different from other animals. We're not born with instincts, right? We don't know automatically what to do. We have to learn what to do. And how we learn is through mimicking and through being in different situations. And once we're in that situation, our brain forms a pattern. And once that pattern is formed in the brain prefers that we take that action, the action that the pattern took initially. So I like to say most of the time a 5-year-old is running the show. Okay. We've upgraded our language, but most of the time, those same patterns that were created when we were very, very young continue to determine our actions, our behaviors, and our beliefs. And until we actually start to identify what those are and then have a method to rewire them and upgrade them, we're going to continue down that same path. And
And
some of
that
them
would be the
work.
process. Sorry, that would be the
Yes.
process. Identifying, would that would be the first step, wouldn't it? Identify
That's
what I
step
am.
one. You got it. You got it. Step one is to identify what it is that we're what that pattern is doing. And that in itself can be tricky for some people, right? Because a lot of what our actions are is let me collect my mouth and put it back in the conversation.
We got a whole hour to go. It's okay.
A lot of our actions are originating in the subconscious, and we're really not all that aware of them until the train has left the station, right? I like to say, your hand is in the cookie jar, not because you're choosing to put your hand in the cookie jar, but because your subconscious pattern is already moving you in that direction before your brain says, "Oh, I'd like to have a cookie." That conscious awareness comes next. It comes after the action already taken. So again, in that way, there's no when you really get how the brain works, it's like, why am I beating myself up again? Right? So there's a lot of freedom in that.
Absolutely. I just thinking, I arrived home yesterday and there was a cookie or a biscuit, as we call it here, a sweet biscuit on a plate because my husband's friend had come over and there was one left. So, of course, I had to have it as I walked past. I had no need for a sweet biscuit. I just had lunch and it
Yes,
was just,
yes.
okay, it's there. We must eat it. And I am really thinking about how people with addictions, this would absolutely be a game changer for people with severe addictions, wouldn't it? That affect their
Yeah.
life. We've all got,
Yeah.
most of us addicted to sugar, but that doesn't often affect our lives too much. But there are addictions out there that's
Absolutely. I was addicted to red wine. Every night I would have to have a glass of red wine. And I was like, why am I having this red wine? And there was a time in my life where I went, I don't want to have this wine. But I couldn't stop. I was, I was reaching for that bottle, like I'm saying, before I was even consciously aware. So yeah, applying the 4 steps there is really, really life empowering, right? Because addictions like that, they really make us feel like there's something wrong with us. There isn't. It's just your brain doing its thing. But they do tend to have that quality of making us feel incapable. And so mastering that those addictions and knowing, wow, I can just step away from this wine. And I did. I literally just one day I was drinking wine and the next day I went, no, I'm not a drinker anymore. And that was it. And that's the power of the 4 steps.
I love that statement that you said, I'm not a drinker anymore. And that's what I did with smoking, in my 20s, 40 years, I'm just not a smoker anymore. And
And that's
that's,
really the only way to quit, right? Because if we're hanging on with willpower, it's very ineffective. When we just step out of the pattern, we step into a different identity. And that's powerful.
So that's part of that process, that stepping out of, okay.
I mean, I talked about my quitting and my panic attacks. After I had created this technique, and I was applying it for about 6 weeks at this point. And I remember distinctly looking inside of myself for any desire to quit and couldn't find it. It just was disappeared. And then I thought, okay, well, where are my panic attacks? And I'm looking for those internally, and I couldn't find those either. So, we really are adaptable creatures. That's what the human brain does, is it adapts. That's its power. We just have to learn how to tap into that power and know how to utilize our brain effectively. And then that's what happens. We're not a one person, right? So let me just back up for a moment, Janine. If your listener will be able to relate to this, you're a different person at work than you are at home. You're a different person in front of your friends than some friends in front of other friends, right? We are constantly adapting to the situation. That's the real nature of our brain. So we can just tap into that quality and just make it work for us.
That's just a really easy analogy to understand, isn't it?
Right? And once you get it, like there's no more search for that authentic self, like who am I? Right? It's like, oh yeah, I'm just different in every situation. Okay, so what works for me? What doesn't work? And then just if something's not working, you're just going to take those four steps that are in my book and just apply it.
What's
And
the
then
name of the book?
once,
I don't think I read the name of the book out.
oh, it's shift, four steps to personal empowerment.
Okay, that'll be in the show notes anyway, and there'll be all links to that. So, what was it again? Sorry, shift.
Shift, SHIFT, four steps to personal empowerment.
And that's what we want, is that personal empowerment. And I can what I, as you're speaking, I'm thinking of all these different concepts within it. But it means that either you're a positive person or a negative person. It's where you, is it as simple as where you shine that light of focus and adapt or not?
No. So, well, people grow up as I'm a positive person or I'm a negative person. But when we really understand patterns, it's like, okay, what are the patterns that are making me a positive person or a negative person, right? And then identifying those, and some of those work. Like I'd say, if you've got a positive personality, leave it alone. There's no need to mess with those patterns, right? But if you've got a personality that is constantly coming with, oh, woe is me, then you might want to address that and say, you know what, that pattern's really not working for me. Now, the trick is, Janine, is not to fix it. That's the mistake that we all make in this world. We have a problem, and then we say, okay, what's the solution to that problem? Well, let me explain what happens when we do that. So we have a problem where, say, we can't sleep. Okay. So somebody says, okay, why am I not sleeping? Oh, it's because I'm stressed. Now you have two problems. You have not sleeping and you're stressed. Now you say, okay, well, I better go learn to meditate. Now you have three problems: not sleeping, stressed, don't know how to meditate. And we keep doing this and we keep piling on these problems. Okay. Once we get, wait a minute, I'm not sleeping. That's a pattern in my brain. And I can remove that pattern. So now let's just imagine that. Imagine you don't have a real magic wand, but let's just say there was a magic wand out there and you could just remove the pattern that's not sleeping. Can you see how you just don't have the problem anymore? It's that simple, right? But we complicate things so much inside our mind and make problem on top of problem on top of problem.
That just sort of absolutely simplifies it because, the thought of, okay, well, I need problem is I need to lose weight. The problem is I don't have time to exercise. That problem is, So it just continues to create more problems on top. And some might call them excuses, but they are issues that have to be dealt with before you can feel like you can solve that first problem.
Right. Well, I would say excuses are more like, oh, I can't lose weight because I'm in menopause, right? Like that would be an excuse versus a solution, which is, oh yeah, I need to exercise, right? That's the mind trying to solve the problem and adding to the list.
That's absolutely fascinating. How do we change it? How do we change our thoughts?
So, okay, so let me just identify a pattern for everybody who's listening, okay? So how do you know when you're running a pattern that doesn't work? Well, a pattern is a three-part intertwining: physical sensation, emotion, thought. When the three aspects of our being come together, it results in an action, a behavior, or a belief. So let's say we have a belief that I'm not good enough. Okay, great. Under that belief, there lies a pattern. So your first job is to identify what that is. How do I feel when I think to myself I'm not good enough? Where do I feel it? Like, does my stomach clench? Does my heart contract? Okay. And what one thought goes through my head? All right. And if it's I'm not good enough, it's probably some proof of that, right? Well, I'm not good enough because I failed at work or I got fired. Okay, great. That is a pattern. You've just done step one. That simple. Okay.
So that's
Step
the
two,
identify. So that's
that's
the
identify.
identify. Just going on to that. So how do I feel? And so part of that could be feelings that we don't often open up about, I mean, any shame or vulnerability, or and they're usually a deeper underlying feeling than sadness or something as well, aren't they? And where do I feel it? I understand what you're saying there, because it's often in the gut or the heart, or could it be even manifested into pain in the body?
There's no Here's a trick, guys. There is no logic in your patterns. Okay. Absolutely none. We tend to think that everything is logical or everything should be reasonable. No, not true. Patterns do what patterns do, and they have their own logic. Okay. And we don't have to worry about what that logic is. So let's go with what Janine's saying. Like, could it be pain in the body? Certainly. Like, if somebody's stressed, for example, they might hold a lot of stress in their shoulders, and that would create a physical imbalance there, right? And that could cause an injury. Absolutely. It can very much be that.
Definitely. And then what thoughts do I have? Is that,
Now we have to be careful with this thinking mind of ours because it tends to move very, very, very quickly. And if we don't nip the thought part of the pattern, it will spin us down rabbit holes. Okay. So one of the things that I teach in my classes, and you can read this in the book too, is that the mind falls into traps. Okay. And what I simply mean by that is they trap us inside the pattern itself. Do you want to hear what those traps are? Analysis, justifying, catastrophizing, and rebelling. Now, isn't analysis and justifying exactly what we are taught to do in order to solve our problems? And yet,
Definitely the
when we,
analysis,
for sure, right? Like you
and
have to
justifying, well,
analyze.
I'm right, they're wrong.
But these are traps that keep us stuck in that action. So it's the actual opposite thing, effective thing. What you really need to do, which is just identify without analyzing.
So it was
So,
analyzing and justifying, and what were the other two?
catastrophizing and rebelling. So, our mind tends to make things bigger. My panic attacks, that was the catastrophizing trap. It was making things bigger and worse than they needed to be. If somebody goes from anger into rage, it would be the catastrophizing trap, right? So, it's when things expand. Anyway, I'll just leave the catastrophizing trap there. Rebellion is that Can I say F you on this show? It's that
I've said
feeling.
it on
Okay.
occasion. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's that feeling
Has
of
a
you
place
can't
sometimes,
make
Adele.
me. Exactly. So it's right in that stubborn, powerful, you can't make me, right? I'm right. That's wrong. It's in that feeling. That's the rebellion pattern.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So those four things are actually keeping us stuck in the unworkable pattern.
That makes a
So
lot of
what
sense.
we, yeah. So we have to learn how to recognize when our mind is doing that. And just gently say to it, hey, mind, you're analyzing. Let's come back to just identifying. Okay. So, and there's powerful ways to deal with all of this in the book. So don't worry about having to learn
That's
what I'm
sure.
saying right now.
Just on those as well. So certain people would be more prone to be analyzing, and others would be catastrophizing, and others would be. I'm just seeing
Right.
me in the rebellion part. I don't overanalyze stuff, anything. I just let it go. You know, like a goldfish, get to the end of the bowl. It doesn't really bother me. I just definitely don't catastrophize stuff at all. So, and I think that's why I've always been recognized and feel confident about most things, because I just don't care. But I think that rebellion part, yeah, I can own that.
Yeah. So, what I find in most of my clients is that analysis and catastrophizing will go hand in hand. If somebody analyzes, they're expanding out, they're looking for more and more and more, right? And so the catastrophizing trap will grow with it. And if somebody justifies, then rebellion is often the way that they just cut off. So justifying just cuts off options. It's like, no, I can't do that because X, Y, Z, right? And then, no. You can't make me. No way. I'm doing it my way. That's...
I've learned as I've matured that, oh, look, I don't care. Just go with it. It's not a,
Just flow.
oh, cool. But I can recognize the 20-year-old in me.
Exactly. And I'm the opposite, Janine. I'm the analysis catastrophier, right? I go, ooh, like how much more can I add to the mix?
My mother-in-law, she's passed now, but she I remember saying to me, "Janine, I worry about you because you don't worry."
Yeah.
Said,
I
"Okay, you can. That's fine."
Oh, that's brilliant. But isn't that so true, right? Like somebody who has a pattern for worry, they think that it's so necessary that they want to impose it on everybody. It's
Yes. Fortunately, the rebel has toned down quite a lot.
That's good. Yeah, because that one's a tricky one to deal with, right? Yeah. It's typically just because it makes the real solution wrong. That's what the rebel trap tends to do, right? So the person can present them with, hey, here's the perfect solution, and the rebel trap will go, nope, not letting that in.
I'm actually thinking that's not even really how I am. Mine's more I stand up for myself as
Oh,
opposed,
yeah.
so that's a different
Yeah.
space totally, isn't it? You know.
That sounds like a workable pattern.
And sort of stand up for others as well. We don't have a voice. So,
And that might be a workable or it might be unworkable, depending on who you're standing up for,
And whether
right?
they want it or not.
And whether they want it or not, exactly.
Okay. All right. That's good. What's the
Okay, so
next
I think we were at
part?
step one. Okay, so let's go to step two. So once you've identified the pattern, then the next step is to own it like a pattern. So like I was saying, typically we look at the world out there and we think, oh yeah, the problem is over there. The problem is in my spouse. The problem is in, right, my business. But if we can flip the switch and go, right, the problem is actually originating here inside my brain. Now it's not done from with blame. It's just done with ownership, right? It's like that's my pattern, seeing the world through that filter, reducing it down to what I believe is going on. Okay, great. So we're just going to flip that switch. Very simple step. We just say, my brain created that, and that we're just going to do that. And that statement is very, very powerful. I created that is a very empowering statement when we do it without blame. Because suddenly we don't have to fix it out there. It's like, oh, right. If I can just remove the what's happening in my brain, the outside is going to show up differently. Okay. Now
And
we don't
that's,
yet have a solution, and that's important
yeah,
for everybody to keep in mind. Okay.
that's the hard step is not trying to fix it.
That's right. That's
Yeah,
right.
because and as a type A personality, there's a problem. Well, let's see how we can fix that. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And we're taught to do that too, aren't we, Janine? I mean, honestly, like that's our whole society. What are you going to do about that? And it's like, well, nothing. I'm going to own it like a pattern, you know? So yeah, it takes something to flip that switch. It takes a little bit of
And
practice.
yes, and it's not it, look, it's not a problem, trying to fix problems. That's just what we are. But this in this particular patterning, it's not something that we're meant to do. It's just recognize
That's
it,
right. That's right.
owning
And
it.
it's not a problem if the solution that the person is applying works, right? But I'm talking about those repeated mistakes. So they're trying so much, like I was doing, right? Trying so many different things in order to fix my quitting and my panic attacks, and just kept going deeper and deeper into what's wrong with me. Okay. It's there where this technique is really, really empowering because there's nothing wrong with you. I can assure you of that. You've got a perfectly workable brain. Anybody who's listening out there who's doing the same thing over and over again, it's just that nobody's taught you about patterns. That's it. Nobody's taught you how to really understand your brain and how to utilize it in a way that's effective. That's all that's going on.
Yeah,
So, nothing wrong.
that's important. I remember, and this has just popped up years ago when I was, as look, I don't think I'm the only woman out there that's ever gone, let me try this eating program or this eating plan at different times over times. So I think that we can all own that. I remember I had a no thank you diet, and that was
No, thank
probably
you.
no thank you. It was probably the most
Okay.
successful. Because if when it was something that was not on the eating plan, it was just a the plan the pattern created was a no thank you. And it
Okay.
was in there. It was just no thank you.
Yeah.
And became an automatic.
Right. Okay. So that sounds like it's working against, or sorry, it's navigating those patterns that feel like we always have to say yes if somebody offers us something, right? All of those. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do social eating. No,
Yeah.
thank you. Just manages all
An
of
extra
that. That's
glass of wine. No,
brilliant.
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. That just a reminder of that because that felt I'll get your opinion on this, but that felt for me who likes to be in control, it felt like I was in control, very much in control. It was easy to say no, thank you.
Right. Yes. And that speaks to your workable patterns. Like,
Yeah.
so for you, that was very easy. For somebody else, that might prove to be very difficult, right?
Yeah.
And so this is why I never give advice. That's not my job. Because I know how many people who tried to help me and their heart was huge. And they tried to say, oh, Adele, just do this and your panic will be gone. And it didn't work for me. And then that made me feel even worse, right? So, yeah. So, it just speaks to like, we all have different starting points because we all have different patterns in our brain. And so for you, no thank you worked really well. But for your neighbor, that might be the last thing she could do. And that's okay, right?
And whether
She's
I could do it
got.
now, that I mean, that's another thing as well. It is that,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah,
I'm loving
exactly,
this because
right?
I can see again that control word come up, but that's for me. I go, okay, well, if that's just as easy as it is, then changing that pattern. Then I can do that. Which is,
Yay! Awesome.
yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Okay,
what's
so
number
that's step
three?
two. So step three, we are going to deconstruct the pattern. So I want
Okay.
everybody to think of a pattern as a neural pathway in the brain. Okay, so that's the easiest way to think of it. And you've all seen pictures of the brain with those electrical impulses flying down different channels, right? So if you just think about that and then think about how you've seen those pictures of the brain, how that channel just kind of teases apart and then snaps into different channels sometimes. Okay, that's all we're going to do. We're just going to tease that channel apart and then think about it. Now, that channel is responsible for your eating habit, let's say, since we're talking about eating. Okay, what would happen if we could just tease that apart? You just wouldn't eat that anymore, right? So if somebody has a pattern for taking a second helping, and we just gently deconstruct that neural pathway, there's no pattern anymore for taking a second helping. And therefore, you just don't take a second helping. You're not fighting yourself, right?
That sounds
So
very simple.
it's very simple, and simple is not easy.
Okay.
So it is very simple. The four steps are very simple. But like I said initially, the mind tends to overcomplicate everything. Okay. So, but yeah, the process of how to do that is outlined in my book. And you can get my book for free, by the way. Okay. It's online. So you can just get an online copy. And it works you through how to do that. It's not quick for me to explain here.
No,
Okay.
that's
But
understand. And I really want to encourage, well, I'm going to download it
yeah.
anyway.
So take a look at that step and really just try to practice it a bit. It takes a little bit of practice, but it is simple, like Janine's saying. Once you master it, you can do it. Okay. But it's not easy initially because the mind will try and impose control into that space. Okay. All right. And then only then, now that you've got an open door in the mind for a new pattern, only now can you create a new pattern. Okay, you've got to get rid of the old first before you can impose a new. And that's the piece that's really missing in our culture today, because we're all so used to just band-aid approaches, right? Like affirmations or positive thinking, or oh, just do it this way. This will work for you. But you've still got that old pattern in your brain that's still taking that old action. And that's why everything feels so effortful. If we can remove that old pattern, you'll no longer have that action. Now you can replace it with a new action.
What I'm hearing is, for me, I'm feeling that the top three are the most important. We're so used to taking action. We can do that, but identifying it and then owning it, but then the deconstruct is absolutely critical then.
Absolutely critical. And that the only thing that makes it, I'm not even going to say difficult. The only thing that makes it tricky is that there is one thing that every human being on this planet fears. Okay. And it's not public speaking and it's not death. What we fear is the unknown. Okay. The reason that we all fear the unknown is because our brain is based inside of survival. And if it can take an action that it took yesterday or the day before, something in the past, and take that action again, then it feels like, okay, I will survive. That's how the brain is thinking. Okay. And if you're going to remove an old pattern, we've got to get you comfortable in the unknown. And that's the only thing that makes this technique a little bit tricky, like I said. So, and that's why that third step takes a little bit of practice. Because you got to do it once, and I call it leaping off the cliff, right? You got to leap off the cliff once and get, oh right, okay, that worked. Nothing bad happened. Okay, I can do that again. All right, and that's the brain. Okay, it needs to make that leap of letting go of something in order to create space for the new. And then each time you do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. So now I've done this for 14 years. I'm a master at it now, right? It's like, yeah, unknown, no problem. But at first, your brain will resist it.
That and yeah, that's important to know. I'm very much of a I don't know. That looks like it could be fun and go and do it. I jump on a
So
plane
a
by
bit of a
myself.
risk taker, right? So you may not have as much resistance as somebody else, right? Who might have a little bit more resistance because, oh, no, I'm not comfortable with unknown
Absolutely.
spaces.
And I feel that the more that I've done all of the things that I've done, saying, yeah, can you speak in front of a thousand people? Yeah, sure. We'll figure out what I'm going to speak about afterwards, but can you do
Sure.
this? Yeah, no worries. We'll wing it. I'm not a perfectionist, so that helps. But yeah, I'm
And you
sure.
don't worry, Janine. You don't have a
No,
worry
apparently.
pattern. So that helps.
Yeah, but I think that doing more of those things obviously changes patterns anyway, doesn't it?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like your brain spontaneously, every once in a while, will let go of a pattern and create a new one. And you won't even know that it's done. Okay. But it does happen. If you encounter a brand new situation, like you stand on a stage and you've never spoken before, boy, is your brain creating patterns lickety split. Okay. So all we're doing is we're taking what the brain does naturally and spontaneously, and we're just going to make it systematic. We're just going to play with that plasticity so that you can just do it anywhere and on cue, like when you want to, not when the brain determines to do
Yeah, amazing. So your story, from the panic attacks is wonderful to where you are now. Are there any other, clients that have stories that you've gone, well, that's they're impressed with themselves, or probably it's a better way to say it than external gratification.
Yeah. Oh, many. So, let me just think of somebody who I'm just currently working with, just for simplicity here. And most of your clients are entrepreneurs, right? So most of your listeners, I should say, are okay. So, all right. He was just reminded one of my clients. I just got in touch with her recently, and she reminded me of what had happened for her that was so, like, shocking for her. So she had this pattern where every time she was in a leadership role, she would shrink in front of all the men in the room. So she was in at a board table, and every time she went to speak, and there was another man there, she would just literally just feel herself collapsing. Her voice would go quiet. And there was one particular guy who really she had a problem with. And he could see her weakness. So he would just, constantly pick on her anytime she tried to speak. Anyway, she worked on repatterning this and worked on repatterning this. And the next time she came in for a board meeting, he was saying stuff to her, but she didn't even hear it. It went in one ear and out the other. I mean, she knew he was speaking, don't get me wrong, right? But it had zero effect on her. And she was sitting around the board table going, I can't believe that I am not shrinking, that I'm just speaking openly. And this guy's making jabs at her the whole time, as he always does. And she was just maintaining her equilibrium. And she went, wow, like that is powerful. So, it's like that. And the beautiful thing about this technique is you don't have to strategize around it. You don't have to figure out how you're going to fix it. Okay. Your brain is a brilliant problem solver. And if we can get out of our own way, it will do it for us. And she always thought before that experience, she always thought she would have to stand up to him and take him on and challenge him. Okay. And it didn't end up being anything like that at all. In fact, she just ignored him and he went away.
Yeah,
So,
amazing, isn't
right?
it? It's like having the capacity to stand up to a bully, that
Exactly.
some bullies can find targets.
And they
That's
do, don't
they
they? Right?
do.
Like if they smell weakness, it's like, whoa, look out, here they come.
Absolutely. And then how the brain's being patterned or trained to respond to that. So that could have been, her patterning could be a schoolyard situation that's created that pattern for her. Interesting.
Exactly.
I've
Yeah.
got quite a few grandchildren, and one of them is in grade one, and she's just got the gentlest personality, and she's got a severely autistic brother, so she's very adaptable and patient and everything. She's a target for bullies, and so I've got her to do the hand up and then a really strong stop. And we practiced it, how she could use her voice and practice saying stop. And she used it on one of the kids that had been bullying her and did it. And she told me about it. I said, "So what happened?" He said, "I'm sorry."
Wow.
Yes. So he's only six as well. He's not necessarily mean. It's just his patterning that he learned
Yes.
that maybe he's feeling self-conscious, and that's his way of dealing with that. And
Yeah.
now hopefully that creates a pattern for her that
Yeah.
I can stand up for myself. I don't need to be a
Absolutely.
target.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
And this,
oh, it was
that
the tears.
age
I was
that
so
she's,
excited when she said that he
that's
apologized. And
lovely.
yeah.
That is lovely. Yes. And that age, she's still forming her patterns. So things like that are great, right? Like show her that she can be different and her brain will go, oh yeah, I can do this. So
So that just sort of definitely relates to what you've been saying, and it is formative in those years, isn't it? They say from 1 to 7 particularly is very much the formative years.
There's two times where we really, our brain has a massive pattern creating, 1 to 7, and in the teen years. So those two times are like the brain is just totally in its plasticity and expanding, expanding, expanding. Now, pattern, you never lose the capacity to create patterns. Okay. It's a myth that the adult brain is locked in. And I mean, that's a myth that's been debunked a long time ago. So probably all of your listeners know that. It's just that it does prefer to operate on a pattern that's already exists. Okay. Just because that's survival to the brain, like I was saying, but you never lose that capacity. You can always repattern.
And I think, as I mentioned, as we mature, I think that the things aren't as important as we realize they're
I
not as
see.
important as they were. So that's part of that detraining as well, or changing of patterns, patterning,
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
that's also the brain acting on its own plasticity, right? At different times of life, it has there's different things that are important to it, right? And
Absolutely.
as we reach that older years where we go, ah, do I really want to bother with that? No. The brain plays along and and supports us.
Absolutely. No, I think I put a post up this morning. It said, "I've reached the age where I don't care," or something. What was it? It was really, really clever. And I went, "Oh, I had to post it." It was exactly me. It was, I think it was where I don't give a flying, so
Yeah,
it just,
exactly.
yeah, from what other people thought to now, not worrying about it. Adele, we finished with three takeaway points. Well, out of everything that we've discussed, what do you want people to remember and take away?
Great question. First of all, there is no blame and no shame. Okay. Once you understand that your brain has a pattern, and that it's that pattern that's taking the action, and you're not choosing that action, then all the blame and shame just melts away. Okay. Secondly, stop putting so much emphasis on willpower or on trying to control your actions. It doesn't work very well. Use a method of subtraction, not addition. So that's my third point.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, I
So you're going
like
to
that.
subtract what the problem, don't solve the problem, don't add to it. Just subtract it, and then your brain will come up with the optimal solution for you.
That just really simplifies everything that you've been talking about. Subtract, don't add.
Yeah. Method of subtraction works much better.
Now that's awesome. So, if people want to get in touch with you, to work with you, to download your book, What do you want them to
Yeah,
do?
so go to my, I have a website out there. It's Shift 4 Steps. So SHIFT, the number 4 Steps, STEPS.com. You can get a free copy of my book. You can book a call with me. If we do events from time to time, we'll send you an invitation. So just, yeah, just go there and reach out. We're here.
Absolutely. And I think it's highly valuable. I'm definitely going to download the book myself. And
Great.
yeah, that this topic is I find fascinating. I find anything where we're thinking about just turning up differently than what we think we can turn up. And I've always been very much the mindset that, people are doing the best they can with what they've got. And it's
Yes.
not knowing often that they can do something differently. And I think that's one of the biggest learnings anyone can have is that we don't have to do things the way we do things. We can do things
Yes.
differently. And then working with someone like yourself to figure out how can I do that? And
Yes.
that's what
Yes.
happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
And we
awesome.
live in such exciting times, right? There's so much changings going on, and so often that causes a lot of stress if we try to work on with using old patterns in changing times, right? So if you're feeling stressed out, again, grab my book and try to work with those patterns that are just causing a lot of upset.
Yes, and I don't know why that popped into my head about the what was that project with the monkeys on the island?
Yes,
Yes,
exactly.
yeah.
The 100 monkey syndrome. Yeah.
100 monkey syndrome, where yeah, that just by changing the thought pattern of a few changed the thought pattern of many, then it changed even the thought pattern of people of monkeys on different islands as well.
Different islands. That's
Yeah,
right. That's
yeah.
right.
So it's and
Yeah.
it's not that we're monkeys, but we have the same capacity to do that because it does affect the people around us. That's the important
Absolutely.
factor as well.
Yes, for sure. When we take on our own patterns, we are highly influential creatures because your brain right now, Janina, is responding to what I'm saying, and I'm responding to you. So our brains are actually connecting on some level. So yeah, you can influence family, friends, businesses, corporations, right? Just by working on yourself. It's amazing to watch the ripple effect all around you.
Yes, it's quite.
Not that you have to. I always like to say, be totally selfish. If you're suffering, just deal with your own suffering. Don't worry about other people. And then your optimal pattern will ripple out and affect the people
Yeah,
around you.
it would automatically change that. Absolutely. Oh, I've loved our conversation, Adele. We booked out a few weeks ago, so I'm glad that we finally got round to it today, which is
Yes, me too.
fantastic.
Yeah, Janine and I have been playing telephone tags, I guess you call it Zoom tags.
I know, and because of time zone difference, it's earlier
Yeah.
recording for me and later in the afternoon for you. But I have absolutely loved it, and I want to encourage all the listeners to check out the details in the show notes and download the book and then get in touch with Adele. So thank you.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. I trust you enjoyed that conversation. Remember to go to JanineVosper.com and book a strategy call and allow me to assist you in what you are doing in business and life. And I guarantee if I'm not the right person, I can direct you in the right directions for someone else that can assist you. Also, leave a 5-star review on either whether you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe or and also with the podcast channel. Thank you for being one of my wonderful listeners. I look forward to you joining us next time wherever you are in the world. Bye bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.